Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga. She is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking Moments in Marketing. Olala, tell us how we can find your book, please.
Sure. You can get it from BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, or you can get it from my personal website, which is Olala, O-L-A-L-A-H.com. And order it, and if you send me a nice note, I'll even autograph it for you.
And I bet if it's not even quite really nice, she'll probably still autograph it for you. So go ahead. Of course, any kind of a note you and I get is nice, right? Anybody writes anything to me, I think is nice. Hey, Olala, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about New Year's revolutions, not resolution. And you said you need to get excited, you need to get ignited, and you need to get inspired. In the previous segment, we talked about all the excitement, getting back to what you started. Why did you found your company? What was on your mind? Where was the passion? Have you lost that? How do you get reconnected to that?
Right.
Now talk to us about being ignited.
This is probably my favorite one because a lot of people miss this step and they don't realize why they get tripped up, especially as a small business owner. But getting ignited is really about building your team inside the company and your vendors and suppliers and your contingent workers, all those people that help you, as well as your professional network with fire starters. Most people stick to their own kind. Most people only get information and thought processes based on the same level of thinking that they have.
Well, I have to agree. I have to admit that the people I like the most are the people who agree with me the most, you know?
Right.
And the people, especially the people who laugh at my jokes. I mean, they're my favorite
right.
people. Right?
So we got to have those people because, you know, that at least makes us feel warm and fuzzy. But we also have to have fire starters. We have to have people
who are bold thinkers.
Yeah, absolutely. Bold thinkers, they're always trying to break the mold. They sometimes they bring a contrarian view, but sometimes they just bring a whole heap of uncomfortable questions to the party. And we need people like that to keep us from drinking our own Kool-Aid, from believing our own hype. So that's the balance of nature. And so we've got to have those fire starters in our life because they help keep the spark inside of us alive. They're constantly igniting that little thing inside of us that just makes us go,
So you need somebody, and you need people in your organization who are willing to speak truth to power.
Absolutely.
But they have to feel comfortable in knowing they can do that, right?
Yes.
So you've got to be, if you're the leader, you've got to let them believe that they work in an environment where the truth as they see it is actually welcomed without any kind of repercussions.
Without any repercussions. And there's ways to handle that. We're not talking about, you know, being mean-spirited or being overly critical. There's it's what my daughter calls, it's your delivery, Mom. It's your delivery.
Yeah. I say, what? And she says, it's not what you said, it's how you said it, right?
It's how you say it, exactly. Yeah. So that's what being ignited is about, surrounding yourself in the office as well as your personal and professional network with those fire starter people, those bold thinkers who are unafraid to ask the uncomfortable questions. And then wrapping up your small business revolution is being inspired. And the word that I attribute to that is be okay with self-interrupting. You know, we get stuck in our own way of thinking, our own way of doing things. It's what we know. We're comfortable with it. And we don't really walk around challenging our own thoughts. Now, I probably have a leg up because I'm a strategist, so I'm constantly challenging my own thoughts. But that's not how, you know, most people walk around. So interrupting your own thinking patterns and taking cues from unusual sources. Go ziplining. You know, interrupt yourself.
Right.
You know?
One of the best ways to do what you're talking about, and I harp on this all the time. My audience, they're rolling their eyes right now because they know what I'm about to say, and that is, you know, like a teenager, because Because I say that you need to get out of your four walls, go talk to other people, even people who don't do what you do. But also, whenever you can, go to meetings where people in your industry are meeting. Go to a national conference. Mm-hmm. Go somewhere where other people are doing things that you do in another part of the world, and you know, get exposed to there's a term that journalists use.
Mm-hmm.
They call it reporting inside your head.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning you don't really get out and do any reporting. You just sort of acquire information and you process it in your head and you spit out a report. If
right.
you stay inside your four walls, all you're doing is reporting inside your head.
Right.
And a great
representation of that is, just because you're a small business owner doesn't mean you have to hang out only with other small business owners.
Right.
Go to a corporate conference or an executive leadership conference where people have similar responsibilities, but it's in a completely different dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Get some cues from them. It's like what I call wide open curiosity.
Get to know people in your area who run
right.
who run installations of larger businesses.
Absolutely. You know, run a department. You would be really surprised. Diane Sawyer has a quote that I love, which is "Wake up curious."
Uh-huh.
And I really apply that to every single day. Every single day as a small business owner, you get an amazing opportunity to not only wake up curious, but to approach the day with enthusiasm.
I don't know how you could be a successful small business owner in the 21st century without being curious. If somebody said to me, what's the main characteristics of an entrepreneur, I'd say they have to be curious.
That's right.
Well, Lala Njinga is going to be back with us after these messages. One more segment. Stay with me. 10 till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.